everybody. Welcome back to The Ping. This is episode 229. That is 229 episodes of us bringing you the news that Microsofties are pinging each other about.
I actually believe it's 229.1.
So in our notes, this is called 229.1. There's a funny story. So if you look, 228 was done live in Barcelona.
Yes, I was there.
You were there. You were on the show.
You were not.
I was not. And it was a good show. I watched it.
Yeah.
I did not comment. I was going to, and I forgot. And then we had some time to go do an on-location shoot. So we took our rental kit, Rick and I, rental kit, we don't rent, that's what we call them. And we went over to the Commons, the place we've been talking about for a while, and we shot, and we realized that we had about 8 minutes of us setting up and 45 seconds of the show recorded before the SD card ran out of memory. So that was Rick's fault.
So is it essentially 8 minutes of Rick trying to get the right lighting?
There was a half hour of getting the right lighting before we settled.
Before you even started shooting.
Yeah, before that even started.
Okay.
So we have a couple stories that may be a little old, but if you're watching this recorded, you wouldn't know the difference.
That's true, especially if you queue them up and watch them at a later time of day.
You know, on any one of your devices, as there are Channel 9 apps all over the place now.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's get into the comments from the last episode, which again was live from Barcelona.
Where we asked you how much and what are you storing on your OneDrive as we were talking about the unlimited storage in the OneDrive.
Unlimited storage once you have an Office 365 account.
Correct.
That's how it works, which is awesome. Pierkov says he basically works out of his OneDrive that syncs to the cloud for photos, documents. He always works as if his laptop will someday decide not to power on. I also do the same thing.
Yeah, that's kind of been just kind of the way I've been working as well lately, particularly as you know, documents, anything else. If I know I really need it, or even music, you know, production stuff. If I know I really am going to need it, or if it's something maybe I've downloaded it, it's exclusive or something, don't want it lost on some random USB drive off to OneDrive.
Yeah, on the laptop specifically, I like to use it as the device I put all my beta stuff on. So I'm refreshing this the most and doing lots of stuff with it. I've got my build of Windows 10 on here. Mm-hmm. So I like to be able to wipe it. So yeah, everything on OneDrive, and then the first thing I do, well, you don't even have to install OneDrive anymore.
No, it just, you don't. It's just
downloads
there.
All your stuff and you're good. So do the same thing.
Fabulous Fad says he also agrees with you. OneDrive is his default storage location for almost everything on his PC since he started using Windows Phone with his HTC HD7. All of his documents go there. Any of his memorable videos, you know, kids' first steps, niece's first steps as he's got here. And also his eBooks. And that's really a cool idea. Yeah. Something that I need to do on my little reader device is maybe I should just, you know, back those up. I mean, sometimes I have documents and other PDFs and stuff that I've acquired via other, you know, not just buying from the store.
Yeah,
from
or
that
sometimes
device.
That's what you get as a PDF. Or
right,
something where
it exactly.
doesn't really play well on some, like, readers. Mm-hmm. I know I have a Kindle Paperwhite, which I love.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm using as well.
And but sometimes it's kind of like it's like a technical document or something that's not really made for that. And toss them up there. You can grab them on my phone. Even if you haven't a phone, you want to put it in your reader, you can always email it from there. It all works out well.
Techno Guy says with unlimited storage, he's tempted to store the couple terabytes of data that he has from gaming and all of his Adobe Premiere project files.
I can imagine Premiere files getting very large. Or with all your videos and everything, the project files aren't that large. From gaming, imagine if that's like games or a save file. Like, save files wouldn't make terabytes.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's, you know, archiving StarCraft versions.
I was going to say, if you play, like, World of Warcraft after, like, six expansions, I'm sure it's, like, a terabyte at this point.
It's got to be. It's got to be.
But
right?
I've been clean for, like, 6 years, so I wouldn't know.
It's
not a game. That's an addiction.
Did they have an intervention?
I had some serious issues. I had to reflect within myself and say, I'm done with these 150 days played on my main character. I have to stop.
Well, you know, you can go get the latest expansion pack and it's totally level up.
Warlords of Draenor, you can pay to get level 90. I wouldn't have to because I'm level 85 my character. It wouldn't be that
Well, you could avoid the grinding for those last five levels.
That's the whole point. Let's get into the show before I get done this. Microsoft has entered the world of wearables and fitness devices with the Microsoft Band. Just announced the other week.
Which you would know because you're watching this recorded, right?
It is a it's a combination of a lot of things, actually. It's not just your pedometer. It's not just a watch of sorts. In fact, I believe they said they really prefer to not refer to it as a watch. It's a band. It's kind of a new kind of thing. It allows you to connect to any device you have, which is a very...
Which is really cool, particularly on the phone front, right? You know, Android, iOS, and Windows Phone.
Yep.
And though it does, there are some features specifically around Windows Phone with Cortana integration.
Which is an awesome feature to have.
Yeah, so. absolutely. And then partnered up with Microsoft Health and the Health app.
Right. So Health allows you to track kind of your statistics and trends over time and give you a central place for all that information. The band itself will connect to things like your email, your calendar, Cortana, like we said, give you those instant alerts. If you get a text message or email, you can see it right here.
You're bandless.
I have nothing on my wrist nowadays. I'm gonna have to fix that. It has 11 sensors, something like that. They said. Let me see if I can get down to the actual specs to get this right. GPS, 24-hour heart rate monitoring, so you can measure things like your sleep, like during your physical activity, how much, you know, what your heart rate is doing. I think one thing is once you get into fitness more, you want to know how quickly your body adjusts back down to your resting heart rate and things.
Yep.
So all of that tracked on a bright display.
You've got your GPS for run mapping if you're into that kind of thing and, you know, showing off, you know, where all you're running to.
Yep.
That kind of thing. And then there's also, I found this really cool, there's a Starbucks integration where if you're out for a run, and I know a lot of people who do this. In fact, I was reading a blog post from a friend of mine who was writing about the band, and he does this. That's what he does. He goes out for his run, and at the end of the run, he goes by the Starbucks. And now all he has to do is he runs with the band and his phone, and that's it.
Yeah, so it like puts a barcode basically there.
Yeah.
So you don't have to remember your wallet or anything or your gift card. You just get in there. There's a whole list of features on there. One of them I actually wanted to mention was guided workouts.
Yeah, really cool. Particularly if when I go to the gym, I'm really bad at knowing exactly what I should be doing. I'm really good at just there's a treadmill go
or
run
following
on it,
instructions.
Right,
just exactly. Turn my brain off. Just tell me what to do, and I'll do it.
And I'm not one of these, you know, who I bring my workout, you know, from some DVD that's on my device that
it's
I'm
like
standing here
steel.
Looking at, going yeah, exactly. It's better this way, and it says, okay, these are the things that you need to do. These are the workouts that you need, and they're tailored to you, so they're customized. It's not just kind
again,
of the standard.
Again, because it knows it has that information about your history, your how often you work out. It's not going to try to kill you the first time if it sees your
you haven't worked out in a few months.
You don't move more than a mile or so per day. So very cool, lots of stuff, ton more features in there that we didn't talk about on the site. Go ahead and check it out. Available United States, $199. I am not sure about other availabilities.
Check the website. Well, what do you think it takes to land a spacecraft on a comet that's running at about 42,000 miles an hour?
10 years and 3 slingshots around planets? If you told me that, I wouldn't believe it. In fact, they did tell me it, and I guess I do believe it. But that's crazy. That's crazy.
It's pretty cool. A European spacecraft landed on a comet. And actually, if you read into the details, it looks like it landed more than once. Because the first time it landed, it bounced
a little,
had to take off, and then re-land.
They call it a bounce in all intensive purposes.
Yeah.
Intense and purposes.
Intense.
It bounced, but it bounced like a mile or like a kilometer high because of, you know, gravity and things, and like landed way off from where it was supposed to be because the space harpoons malfunctioned. The fact we have space harpoons are really, really cool. Like,
all
the technology packed in this is awesome.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's a 220-pound lander that is about the size of a refrigerator.
Yeah.
That they've landed.
Don't nuke it.
Yeah, exactly. What I think is really cool about this is that not only did they land it, but the information they're going to get is this comet starts streaking toward the sun.
Yeah.
Both the lander vehicle as well as its companion vehicle are actually going to follow it.
There's no one actually orbiting or flying with it that's going to continue tracking. So they have an on-surface and a chaser, if you will, and it's not planned to last. Like you said, it's heading towards the sun. As it gets closer, pieces are going to fall apart, and eventually we're going to lose contact. But we're going to be able to gather all sorts of information of what materials and elements are on the comet, and it's the first time anything like this has been done. The amount of precision required to do this, like we said, 10 years of flight, including 3 slingshots, 2 around Earth, 1 around Mars.
It's absolutely crazy.
It's when you say like rocket scientists. This is why.
These are rocket scientists. Absolutely. It's super cool. Comets are essentially time capsules, right?
Right.
These are pieces of fragments of matter that have existed since the beginnings of the universe. And so the amount of data, they're getting good data feeds. I find it interesting. They only get about, I think it was 60 some minutes that it can actually transmit.
Yeah, I mean, it's solar powered, and they've got some kind of cycle going, but yeah, it's all sorts of interesting kind of ways of doing it. The data we'll see will be coming in over the next couple of weeks and months. Very interested to see what kind of findings we get from it.
Absolutely.
For those of you who have your Xbox One settled comfortably in your living room, you can now download and run HBO Go.
Ah, Game of Thrones.
Girls. I don't watch either of them. I'm just listing shows that are on HBO. Actually, I feel
inside the NFL. But
in like a week or two, I'm wrapping some stuff up, some other shows and things I'm watching. Maybe able to finally watch The Sopranos.
You're that far behind?
I'm a little bit far behind on television. Okay. I haven't finished Breaking Bad yet.
Yeah. Did you finally finish every season of Friends before?
No, I haven't. I haven't done that one.
Okay.
Anyway,
you said you were behind. Anyway, the HBO Go app, which if you are an HBO subscriber, is now available on Xbox One. Previously, it was available on the Xbox 360. Very, very popular application. As I did mention, you do need to be an HBO subscriber. However, HBO is hinting at in the future they may have a standalone app or subscription service that you can use outside of that to watch.
Just a reminder, you do not need to be an Xbox Live Gold member.
That is correct. Just need to subscribe to HBO.
Yep, and you get it.
Lots of cool entertainment on HBO. As we mentioned, Game of Thrones is extremely popular. I'm a big fan of Inside the NFL. Mm-hmm. Every weekend, watch the bad reports about the teams.
I was gonna say, who your new quarterback for this week?
Yeah, but he's actually pretty good. You guys, those Seahawks only have one game lead over us. Just saying. but anyway, check this out. You can actually use HBO Go with or without the Kinect sensor, so you don't have to have that to leverage it. It joins the family of all these applications like Netflix and so on and so forth. So if you're a subscriber, go out and pick it up.
A new phone is now available, and a very special occasion. It is the first Microsoft Lumia phone to be released.
Yeah, the changing of the name from the Nokia brand to the Microsoft brand.
Same hardware you know and love, same operating system you know and love. This is the 535, which is a mid-range, they're calling it. It's an affordable phone that has a 5-megapixel front camera, a 5-megapixel back camera, and a 5-inch screen, so it's not a cheap phone.
No, it's not like the little kind of disposable $99 phones. It comes integrated with, things like Skype and OneNote that you would normally expect with the affordability. It comes in 2 different flavors. I love this. You've got a single SIM version or the dual SIM version. And it comes with the denim build of Windows Phone right out of the box. So you've got features such as the notification center thing.
Action center and Workflow, and you get all the nice 8.1 features, yeah.
Yeah, Cortana, if available in your area.
Yep. It supports Bluetooth LE and will connect to portable speakers and all the wireless charging things. Actually, will it start?
Well, I do know that 5-megapixel front camera comes with the selfie app.
It does. That is the whole point of having that good old front-facing camera.
Well, I mean, I'm probably late to the selfie bandwagon but I've found it a lot more fun, like on my vacation. It's like gather everybody around me and take the selfie, and people are like, we'll take your picture for you. I'm like, no, this is what we're trying to achieve here. I don't know.
Did you post it on Instagram?
No.
Which, no, no
with,
filters?
With 1,900 hashtags and a couple filters?
Well, you want to look tan.
Didn't. But first, let me take a selfie.
Pricing and availability will vary by market and operator. Estimated 110 euro, which is where you usually use those dual band SIMs as well. Mm-hmm. So a nice, affordable phone with some cool features and full support of the operating system. So, oh, but we mentioned it
comes in multiple colors, cyan, bright green, bright orange, white, dark gray, and black. So yeah. Mark will be getting his version. And of course, there's also accessories or cases to protect that.
Yep.
Comes with 8 gig of memory in terms of the storage, but if you need more, micro SD capability is built in.
Yes.
With support up to 128 gigabytes. It's a very expensive micro SD card from experience, just saying.
The 64s aren't that expensive, though.
Right. Or, you know, as we talked about at the top of the show, you can always use your OneDrive. And in this case, if you are not an Office 365 subscriber with the unlimited storage, it's going to come with 15 gigabytes of free OneDrive storage, just so you can store all of
your
documents, everything
all photos,
you need
videos,
to
documents.
Automatically yep. upload it and be Absolutely. Done with it and not have to worry about it. I want to check this phone out. I haven't had a chance, being kind of gone on the holidays, haven't had a chance to see it.
Yeah.
Check out that 5-inch screen and, you know, just kind of have a look for something in that mid-range price while I wait for a super high-end phone.
Tagging on to the phone news, we want to let you know that via the Lumia Twitter account has been confirmed all Nokia Lumia Windows Phone 8 devices.
Yes.
It's so much easier when it's Microsoft Lumia.
Yes.
All Windows Phone 8 devices, they have said, will be upgraded to Windows 10 when it is released.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. There was a customer question via Twitter, and then this came across, and it was really, I kind of tried to tune out all mm-hmm. last week while I was on vacation.
Yeah.
This is the one piece of news that once this was out and they picked up on this Twitter feed that just, it was everywhere. In fact, it popped up. I just looked at my phone in Cortana, this little rotating tile came up, and I'm like, oh, I have to check this out.
Cortana's so, like, ooh, news about me.
News about me. Yes, exactly. So not to worry. If you've got that Lumia or Nokia device, that's what they have confirmed
yep.
On Windows Phone. If it's running Windows Phone 8, you will be able to get the next version of Windows Phone 10 when it's
Windows
released.
10.
Yes.
I believe. Windows 10 is...
Well, this is Windows... Windows 10 for the phone?
For phone, sure.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know how the brand...
We're not
announcing any branding because we don't know.
No.
But the newest version will come across, so don't be worried if you were mm-hmm. worried about waiting or buying a new phone now. You don't have to worry. You get both.
You ever been sitting there using your web browser and going, maybe at a hotel, you know, kiosk machine or something, and, I really need to make a Skype phone call.
It's happened.
Yes. Well, you know what? Even if you haven't done that, Skype is, we've announced a beta. Microsoft has announced a beta for Skype for the web, which leverages modern versions of browsers such as Internet Explorer, Firefox, Chrome, and Safari. To use it without having to use Outlook.com, because previously if you were using Outlook.com, you could log in, you could use Skype. Now there is an option to use Skype for the web. As I mentioned, it is in beta, but you don't need to use Outlook.com to access
right.
it.
And previously, I mean, it was only just boiled down to chat, essentially.
Yeah,
just
essentially,
text chat.
Yeah.
Now this is talking about using what exists currently of the WebRTC standards, which are emerging standards for real-time communications,
mm-hmm.
And currently does require a plugin to kind of stop gap between what's available and what is not available across browser. But with that, you can get your beta access to doing this without having software installed, or without having the full client installed, at least.
Yep, absolutely. So if you're one of the 300 million people who use Skype, this may be an option for you if you need it via the web browser.
On the go, yeah.
Yep.
Many thanks for 1 year of Xbox One. It's already been a year, last November, that Xbox yep. One came home and took it out of its little package, and it saw me on the couch, and I waved, and I logged in, and I played Rise for like 12 hours straight, or whatever it was. But it's been 1 year of Xbox One, the next generation of consoles. It's actually surprising. I mean, I understand it's been a year, but I guess I'm not ready for 2014 to go. I've got too much to do.
Yeah, so November the 22nd marks the anniversary, and as part of this, we're going to celebrate a little bit.
We are. We've got gifts for everyone, not just gifts for your Xbox, but gifts for you on your Xbox. You will have a new year one gamer picture, new backgrounds, which is a new feature we've just recently released. A year one background image for use on Twitter or your desktop, wherever. You get a free rental of Halo 4 Forward Until Dawn and a free rental of some Dragon Ball Z stuff. There's some specifics there, but I know nothing about Dragon Ball Z, so I'll let you read the article. There's also a random raffle going on, or fans will be selected at random to receive a special gift from us. And there are people who have purchased the Xbox in the first year and have 10 years logged in and are adults and everything else in the fine print and below that I didn't read.
Yeah, basically, if you're in one of the original 13 markets, which the Xbox One has was released in, and you are opted in to receive the emails, right? The marketing emails. One of the cool emails that you're going to get is actually a personalized email, which will detail out what you've accomplished while playing Xbox One since it launched last year. I want to see your accomplishments that you have there.
I've tried real hard to accomplish a lot on there. We'll see.
There's been over 2 billion hours of Xbox played on the Xbox One.
Yeah.
The top 4 most popular achievements. This is cool. I love this. The Forza Motorsport 5 Welcome to Forza Motorsport achievement.
Got that one. I got that one.
The Titanfall Build Yourself achievement.
Got that one too.
The Destiny Shipwright achievement.
I skipped Destiny.
I haven't played Destiny yet.
I have no
time.
All
my friends want me to play Destiny. I haven't had a chance yet. And then the spatial awareness achievement in Call of Duty Ghosts.
I probably have that one. I played a bunch of Ghosts originally. I was swapping between Battlefield 4 and Call of Duty, and then played Titanfall for a while. Now I'm playing Master Chief and Forza Horizons 2 still, and Sunset Overdrive. There's a lot of good games on there right now to play. I'm kind of flipping between all a bunch of them. Still played a little Madden in there.
Yeah, I got to throw a little Madden, a little NHL 15 in there.
I've been holding off on that because I wanted to finish my Madden Ultimate team first.
Ah.
I didn't want to distract myself between building two teams.
The celebration gift email will be sent to all Xbox One customers who purchased the console between 11/22 of last year and 11/11 of this year in the 13 markets. As you mentioned, 17 year or older have 10 plus hours of usage. And if you want this achievement celebration email, you would have had to have purchased between October 1st so on and so forth. Again, make sure you're opted in so that you could get this on those marketing emails. And it's super cool. Congratulations to the Xbox One on your 1 year anniversary.
Thanks for watching episode 229 of Ping. That is 229 episodes in the can. That's a lot of cans.
That is a lot of cans. Or is there one can that just has 229?
Well, we just put them all in OneDrive now.
There you go.
Unlimited space. There's room from there.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching. As always, you can follow the conversation all week at hashtag there's no sign.
Hashtag
Ping Show on Twitter.
I'm not Rick. I don't need the sign.
You can follow us individually at Mark DeFalco.
I'm at Joey Snow.
You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ThePingShow.
Yes.
You can send us snail mail, and if you do send us a postcard, you can get a 9 guy at Ping Show, Channel 9, Building 20, 1 Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, 98052.
Nice job. Well done.
Woo. You can also comment just below this video where we will chat and read your comments on air this week.
Yeah, let's do something because we just talked about the 1 year anniversary of the Xbox One and talked about the top 4 achievements. What are the achievements that you are most proud about on your Xbox One? Or should we open it up? We can open it up to all things Xbox, right? For your favorite achievement that you've gotten?
Sure. I think I'm going to, I have a couple. I'm trying to think of the original Peggle on Xbox 360. I did the entire game, every achievement, every like challenge, everything. So that's probably one of my prized ones.
Yeah.
I have to look on the one this past year, take a look at what I've done and
there's a couple on Geometry Wars. That I'm super proud of because those were brutal. The one that you had to go without dying.
Go around the pacifist around without shooting.
Exactly. Not shooting. There's several achievements there, and some of which I got before my friend, you know who you are, who we were kind of battling against each other on Geometry Wars.
One of my favorites is occasionally we have the opportunity to get a game slightly before release. I mean, hours before release. So I always made it an effort to get one achievement like on the day before it came out, just to have it on my record.
And then your friends would instantly pop up going, dude, what?
Oh, I would always invite them. That's the first thing I'd do, I'd invite them to the game. Be like, oh, come play Halo.
Dude, it's not out yet.
Really? I'm that guy. Thank thank you again for watching. We will see you next week.
Bye, everyone.